This is a Suno India production, and you're listening to the Suno India Show.
Welcome to the Suno India Show, a weekly news show brought to you by Suno India, a podcast platform for issues that matter. I'm Vaishali, reporter for Suno India. With the Parliament budget session's extension till August 7th, the Modi government 2.0 has already passed more key bills than any of the last four Lok Sabha budget sessions did. Many people have questioned the pace and devising of the bills. The Parliament has worked overtime to clear dozens of them. In that, the labour law changes involved four major labour bills, which would be a merger of 44 existing laws. One of them is the Code on Wages Bill. It was passed on 30th July 2019. As for that, the central government will fix the floor wages for workers based on the living standards. This bill was introduced in the last Lok Sabha on 10th August 2017, but it didn't pass during that term. There was strong opposition from trade unions for many reforms in these four codes. The Code of Wages Bill subsumes minimum wages, payment of wages, bonus and equal remuneration. It fixes a region-wise national floor wage, which is to be revised once in 5 years. After the Parliament discussion in the Rajya Sabha on wage code, we have Chandan Kumar, a labour rights activist who works with the Working People's Charter, with us to talk about it. What is the need for merging the labour laws? Does it eliminate any redundancies or errors or any inefficiencies?
So the government is proposing to change these labour laws using the reference of recommendation made by National Commission for Labour 2, which came in 2002. It was the first NDA government, and the commission recommended that our laws are basically sort of very archaic, and it does not actually address the current economical problem, social problem of the workers, and so on. And therefore, we need to amalgamate these labour laws into the code so that it can be industry-friendly, it can be workers friendly, and it can address the structural questions of the working class. With that agenda, government is amending or they're repealing the existing labor laws on national level and bringing the new laws, which are going to address the four different subjects. One subject is called wages. That's why it's called labor code on the wages. The second question is occupational health and safety. The third code is going to address the question of social security. And fourth code is going to address the question of industrial relations. So once these four codes become the law, the first one is already become the law yesterday because it's passed by the Rajya Sabha, the wage code bill. Now three will be on the line. So once these four codes become the law by the parliamentary process, existing 44 central labor laws will stand repealed. That means it won't exist anymore. So earlier laws came before independence, during independence, and after independence, right? For example, Payment of Wages Act 1936, it came during the British era. Then the Minimum Wages Act 1948, immediately after independence. So of course, these laws were enacted when our economy was primarily the agrarian, like over, I would say that 80%, 85%. And a very substantive number, the newer economy were coming, like an industrial economy, like a mills in Bombay, different kind of smaller factories in different corridors, right? So these laws basically could only address the problem of the industrial economy. It does not really address the questions of agrarian economy or what we are seeing today, service sector, or what you call the gig economy, like Ola, Uber, Amazon, platform economy, what you also call the migrant workers coming to the cities, becoming the Naka workers, waste pickers, you know, women coming to the cities, peri-urban areas, becoming domestic workers. So, you know, the big, big mammoth segments of the working class in the informal economy does not have any law to protect, to regulate their employment, to improve or safeguard their working condition, etc., etc.
It is said that the norms for fixing floor wages have not been clearly defined. and that the limit will be fixed as per the center says. How do they ensure laborers the fair pay? And have they been considering any committee recommendations?
The wage code on labor does not have any principles or any kind of formula to determine the minimum wages. The formula prescribed by the Indian Labor Conference, which is the highest tripartite body in India, called Indian Labor Conference, and which is also considered as the highest policy-making body to, as far as India is concerned, on the labor question. So 15th Indian Labor Conference in 1957, given a framework, a formula, a principle to determine the minimum wages, which was endorsed by the Supreme Court in 1991 in the landmark case called Raptakos-Brett, right? But despite all this development, no government across the country or no industry across the country really implemented it. For the first time, Delhi government in 2015 implemented the Raptakos and 15th ILC recommendation. And that was a whole debate. Entire trade union movement and the working class organization recommended that these principles should be included in the wage code. Again, the second thing, what government is proposing, that the wage code is a new code and we want to do away the archaic provisions of the laws. But the most interesting thing, the question of advance, and the advance system was mentioned in the Payment of Wages Act 1936. But Supreme Court in 1982 said that, you know, the giving advance to the Dalits, Adivasis, you know, the people coming from the lowest strata has been always used to keep people into a fold of slavery, to force people to work as a bonded laborers. And therefore, we need to do away. And Supreme Court said that if you can make any person to work in the lieu of advance, that person will subject under the bondage system or the what you call the slavery system. But government has kept these clauses, the advance system. Another third thing is very, very interesting is the whole question of the wages as a criminal obligation. India is the only country which criminalizes the non-payment of minimum wages. Our labor jurisprudence is one of the most progressive and radical. But in this law, Wage Code Bill Law in 2019, government has changed the wage discourse from criminal obligation to civil obligation. That means that, you know, that in every corner, in every factory, in every sector, there is a wage theft. You are not paid overtime work. You are not paid. There's no working hours decided. Your wages are absolutely dismal, like 8,000, 9,000. There's no basically whole regulation. And the trade union movement and workers organization have used these provisions to basically make sure these workers should be getting the social justice. So what you are doing, making an attempt to bring the large number of workforce into the fold of statutory safeguard that is still not there. And whatever the interesting and important provisions were there in the earlier laws, that is also removed. I myself have filed maybe hundreds of cases across the country in Odisha, Madhya Pradesh, West Bengal, Bihar, UP, Maharashtra, so many states, along with my organization, some big projects like Delhi Metro Rail Corporations, Lucknow Metro Rail Corporations, you know, Larsen & Toubro is doing a construction. And large number of workers are not even being paid the minimum wages. And we file the cases that no, because of all this fear, these workers have been always given their back wages and all. So we have always used these cases as a deterrent. But now I think we will be absolutely, don't know what to say, but we won't have enough tools to enforce this good mechanism. Raptakos case talks about the basic principles. So Raptakos has just endorsed the 15th Indian Labor Conference a recommendation. And 15th Labor Conference, I told you, is the highest tripartite body. So 15th ILC talks about a food basket, which is calorie-based. So 15th ILC recommended 2,700 calories food basket, right? And second thing is about housing. The third thing is about education and health. So it's basically roti, kapda and makan and clothes, right? Then these are the recommendation by ILC, that roti, kapda and makan plus energy plus education. And energy means cooking gas and etc. Then education, etc. Then Supreme Court went one step ahead in Reptacos and said that, okay, these are important, but whatever the entire basket comes, you have to give 30% additional as a miscellaneous. So that is a basically the whole kind of categories jointly proposed by 15th ILC and then the Supreme Court.
All right. So who decided this? Or who decides on such things?
Ministry of Labour and Employment, that's a nodal ministry. And for these reforms, when the Modi became the Prime Minister for the first time, there was an inter-ministerial committee formed, which was headed by Arun Jaitley. And there were a couple of more ministers who were part of this inter-ministerial committee, who were responsible by the Prime Minister office to do these reforms. So Arun Jaitley was heading that. And also the Panchayati Raj Minister, I forgot his name, is a member of parliament from Gwalior. So yeah, those were the ministers, were they called the inter-ministerial committee. In this government, the new government, the BJP government, in this government, Amit Shah, the home minister, is heading the committee, inter-ministerial committee, on this labor law reform. Central Minimum Wage Advisory Board, where I'm also the member, their decision will be supreme. But I feel that Central Minimum Wage Advisory Board is just kind of very bureaucratic community. I mean, there are some workers' organization there, but it's actually dominated by the industry. It is actually dominated by the government. I was there in the minimum wage committee, which implemented Reptacos for the first time by the Delhi government. And I saw the entire drama that how it happened. Without any principle, you can keep going on. You can keep going on. And there's no conclusion. What you call in, what I say in Hindi, because I'm a Hindi-speaking person, आपके पास मूरत तो है मूरत मूर्ति है लेकिन मूर्ति में कोई जान नहीं है. They are just wrapping it up in a very hasty manner. They are using the reference, which is the right reference, like a recommendation of National Commission for Labour for two. But in the manner they are trying to pass the bill, in the very hasty manner, without any consultation, without any discussing, without giving any rationale, without any clarity. It seems, and it is very clearly visible, there's no doubt about that, it will definitely support the corporates.
The Rural Development Minister has said that the MGNREGA wages will continue to be less than the national floor level minimum wage. How does this work? Like, are there exceptions to the wage bill?
See, the MGNREGA, it basically brought in as a scheme. Right? But it has a wage component. And when you talk about the wage, then it has to be the minimum wages, right? A lot of organizations went to the court in 2015. They went to Karnataka High Court, Patna High Court, Hyderabad High Court, like 3-4 high courts, pronounced a very interesting judgment, and they said that you cannot give the NREGA wages, which will be below the minimum wages, right? And government had forced to basically do so. But Rural Development Ministry has kept saying that no, central government do not have enough resources. So we can give only this much. And the remaining amount, which can adjust the minimum wages, have to come from the state government. And state government say that, no, this is your scheme. How can you bringing us on the table? I mean, we are not responsible for that. So it has been always been a point of conflict between the central government and the state government on this question. But legally speaking, no department, no government can give the wages below the minimum wages. So whether the Rural Development Ministry kept saying that, but it is legally is not possible. But my fear is, we have always used this Supreme Court landmark order of 1982, the Bandhua Mukti Morcha case versus Union of India and the Asiat workers case. But Supreme Court said that if you are not giving any person the minimum wages, there will be a presumption that you are keeping the person for the practices of slavery or the bonded labor. And this judgment has actually created a huge response and help the movement to achieving social justice for large number of workers coming from the lowest part of society like Dalits, Adivasi, Muslims, and other backward communities. But now, I fear that this struggle is going to be difficult because this has no more the kind of criminal obligation. So even though you don't get the minimum wages, you go and file the civil suits. And you know that what is the result of civil suits? It can go on for years and years and years. So I think it's a big blow. It's a very big blow on the struggle to get the minimum wages or what you call the constitutional just wages.
Okay. So how have the labor unions responded to this?
The big picture is that this law does not address the problem of the 93% of the working population, which are 50% of the total population of the country. Labor unions have said that these bills are supposed to discuss in the tripartite committee. Government tried to speak to them through the tripartite committee, and all the major central trade unions except RSS led BMS, Bharatiya Mazdoor Sangh, has sort of supported it. But otherwise, all the trade unions have rejected these bills. So unions are very clear that no, we don't need these bills. You want to simplify the law, then you should not carve out or remove the basic essence of the law for which working class fought over 100 years. So unions have completely rejected all these bills.
The center has said that the basic minimum wage will cover all workers, including the unorganized sector. How do you comment on that? Do they cover the unorganized sector workers?
No, they are considering. They are saying no sectors will be left out. Every sectors will include this. But for what wages? For what principles? In fact, in Delhi, when we implemented RAPTA cause, and we basically agreed upon on the minimum wages of 14,000 rupees in 2015, 4 years ago. So a lot of employers were getting terrified. But when the employers challenged the order, went to the Delhi High Court, and Delhi High Court has struck down the minimum wage committee recommendation for the stupid reason the matter is in the Supreme Court now. Supreme Court has put the stay. Discussion is going on. So when they reduced the minimum wages to 9,400 something, so a lot of organizations, a lot of industry which were paying 12,000 rupees, they reduced the wages to the 9,500. So actually, what workers were actually getting, their wages were reduced. So we have seen the repercussions, the way government is things do. You talk about all the flowery language and very beautiful language that for entire unorganized workforce, for entire everybody, but actually, you're not going to give them. So even though you call me a worker and say, no, we will give you the minimum wages, but you give me peanuts and I won't be able to survive, then please don't bring me into your statutory fold.
Okay. Before we wrap up, how did the Rajya Sabha session go?
There were not even 40 people in the parliament out of 250. And we always feel that Rajya Sabha have intellectual, educated people, and they are really concerned. We were discussing the future of our backbone of our economy. There were no people, there were no parliamentarians in the house to debate about it. Such a sad day of the parliament. Only 8 people voted against the bill. Only 8 people. There was a voting voted in support of 85 and against is 8. So out of 250, the official and formal voting was 8 against or 85 in support. But when the voting happened, a lot of people were not in the house. So they gave their, because voting happened with their, what you call the parcha, the chit, right? So a lot of people basically gave the chit to the Secretary General of the Parliament and they left for wherever they want. So at the time of voting, not even the 40 people were there in the house. But you can officially use that 85 in support and 8 were the against. Even you calculate that numbers also, so not even the 35% were present in the house. There were like 18 people who spoke and against of this bill, 18 people, and only two people who came prepared. Only 2 people who talked about the kind of technical things about the wage code and etc. Otherwise, 98% people just spoke, you know, random things in the air. E. Kareem of CPM, he was representing Kerala. He was speaking and making a lot of sense. He seems came prepared. And another person is called Madhusudan Mistry, which is International Congress representing Gujarat. So these only two people who spoke, you know, a lot of important things about the bill. Otherwise, rest of the people are like just wasting time. So I could see the acute poverty. I could see that acute poverty of intelligence and thoughts and etc.
Chandan, for speaking with us on this episode of the Suno India Show. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Suno India Show. For regular updates, do subscribe to our newsletter on our website sunoindia.in. And you can also follow us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or any other podcast app. Thank you.